for the rest of this year. We're going to continue playing your requests out of the ad breaks and the news breaks. That's Ozzy Osbourne. That was requested by Zach. It's called Crazy Train. So if you want your pump-up song played as a play-in from the ad break, just to get you through your day, give you a little pump-up, put your name to it, and make sure you text it through 0433 98 11 16 on the speckled text. That's for Zach. Good on you, Zach. A little bit of Ozzy Osbourne, a song I've never heard before. Just been speaking to Sam Edmund about the refunds for that basketball international game against the USA. I looked up the address. Illusion Gas Log Fires in Geelong. If you're in Geelong and you want to drop in and say hello, 304 Melbourne Road, North Geelong. 304 Melbourne Road, North Geelong is where you can find Illusion Gas Log Fires in Geelong. Talking greatest highlights reel mark-wise, greatest marks highlight reel of all time, and whether you disagree or agree with me, Tony Modra 1, Jeremy Howe 2, Gary Ablett 3. John in Taylor's Lakes, you got another nomination. Welcome to you, John.
G'day, Dwayne. Dwayne, I'm not a Collingwood supporter, but I can't believe some Collingwood supporters from my vintage haven't rung up. I want to know if you agree with me, mate. This guy used to play on some of the best centre forwards, and he used to do it when he had to account for a centre forward as Billy Pickin. He used to take, I reckon, 2 a week.
There's a couple of great still shots of Billy Pickin marks as well on the goal line. I agree with you, John. He used to call his own marks as well. He used to commentate his own game, Billy Pickin. He used to annoy the living daylights out of some of his opponents. But that's a great nomination, John. I'm really glad you gave me a call. In fact, it reminds me of another text here that I got from Daryl in Reservoir. And Daryl writes in the text, back in the 80s, I had a book, 100 Great Marks. And Billy Pickin's mark on the goal line, I had that book. It is in that book, the Billy Pickin mark, if you've got it, or you can find it in a bookshop or somewhere in a library. And Daryl's writing that Geelong's Bill Ryan in that book is standing on the shoulders of his opposition. The mark was in the paper about 2007 to celebrate 40 years of the mark. And that Bill Ryan mark, the still of it, makes you wonder, how did you get that high? It is one of the great still shots of a mark ever been taken. But when you look at, there is actually vision, black and white footage of that mark. And when you look at the black and white vision in normal motion, it isn't quite as good. So the still shot does it great justice and makes it look like one of the greatest marks ever taken. But the actual vision of it, so it often is about how it's captured, whether it be live camera-wise in motion or by the still camera shot years gone by. It's how it's captured, not just how it's marked. Damien in Strathmore, welcome to you, Damien.
Good on you, Dwayne. Yeah, one of the greatest marks of all time was Royce Hart, 67 grand final. Probably the most important mark too, because it was like it virtually won Richmond the game. It was only about 7 minutes to go in the last quarter, and he was only 18. I don't think all those other players weren't that young when they took such a great mark, and yeah, probably won Richmond the game.
Yeah, context of the mark is a massive contributing factor. I think that's why Jezelenko, you beauty, is etched in the minds of everybody, because it was in a grand final. And it had bigger context as to how it was taken and the way it was taken. I think also the capturing of the mark, that's why I think Sean Smith's is number one. There's a camera flash that goes off in the background at the timely moment that he marks the ball, and it just makes the mark a little more spectacular than it maybe otherwise would have been. It was still going to be close to number one, but that's why it's my number one. 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736 or on the speckled text. 0433 98 11 16. The open line is thanks to Werribee Kia. They're open for business down at Werribee Kia. And if you are open for business, we're going to play a little bit of What's Open very shortly at 2:30 every day. And if you want to jump on the line now and tell us whether your small business, your medium business is open for business, you're still employing, you're still up and running, you just want the world to know about it, then jump on the line now and we'll get you on straight after a little break for news at 2:30. For What's Open, as we will do every day at this town time, give your small business a chance to let the world know you're up and running. Anything we can do on SEN to help is a valuable contribution to our local society, because I know how hard businesses are doing it out there. Before your calls and your text on What's Open, Mark Hayes from Golf Australia has been good enough to join me for Australian Made. Shop for authentic Aussie products. Choose Australian Made. Welcome to you, Mark. Great to have you on.
Hey, Dwayne. Yeah, it's a sort of a weird day in the golfing world with the Open being cancelled, I assume that's why you're calling me. And it's a strange one, because all the other tournaments have been postponed and delayed and everything like that, and the Open's just come out and gone bang, and no Open Championship for 2020.
Yeah, and it kind of is a reflection on where we are at overseas right now. And I think even with international people coming to Australia to play their sport, I can't see, you know, cricket's T20 World Cup happening in Australia later this year. But, you know, some of these major events around the world that are now being cancelled are just reflecting the general population's problem around the world right now. It is probably impossible to have thought that the Open Championship could have gone ahead, but getting it officially yesterday or today at least makes it a back page story for everybody to say, hey, this is so bad. This is going to be a once in, what, 50-year event?
Yeah, well, it hasn't been cancelled outside wartime since 1871. So, it, you know, it shows you the significance of it. So it's
so longer than 50,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, and what you say is right. I mean, it's a matter of not only being able to run the tournament safely, it's being able to get people for the, you know, the world's great athletes to the venue you're holding it, regardless of what sport it is. So, you know, we're going to see a lot more of this, I think. You know, Wimbledon's obviously off, and there's just going to be, a cavalcade of tournaments and events around the world that will get cancelled. I think the only, the big news today, other than the Open on from the golf perspective, is the US Open was also moved. The Masters has been given a date in November, mid-November, and the USPGA has also moved. So, you know, those three are still clamouring to the chance of having it come off in 2020, but, you know, time will tell, I think, Dwayne.
And what about events here in Australia? Do you see some of your events being held just with Australian competitors that are here on our shores if international competitors can't get here for them?
Yeah, I think it's probably too early to say what the Australian Open and Australian PGA Championships looks like, but they're definitely going to be taken into consideration. The same factors I just mentioned. If you can't get people through our borders, it's going to be hard to have the global elite come and play the tournament. So, first of all, we need to hope that the tournaments are on, and then we'll see where we go from there. But I guess it is a possibility that we have a domestic Australian Open and a domestic Australian PGA. I mean, those things, it's sort of hard to comprehend, but those are the things you have to really think about.
And how many of Australia's international golfers are back home at the moment, Mark? A lot of them, you know, residing in places like Florida or Monaco or somewhere, or are they back here in Oz?
Yeah, well, there was a great story the other night on Channel 10 News. Rob Waters got caught up with Scott Hend, who's trapped in Thailand. I know that Jason Day is obviously in Ohio. Mark Leishman's in Virginia. I think Cameron Smith's in Florida. But the majority of the guys and girls are home. So Minji Lee, Green, Adam Scott's at home. So, I mean, time will tell when they get to venture out again, but you know, there is a smattering of players at home. There's only the small minority who are still away.
And what's the date that's been put on the stop for local golf? When's your reassess date, Mark?
Nothing to do with Golf Australia. The Victorian government, you know, got the position on that one. We advocate that the club should close, but it's a mental decision. So it's whenever the, and if, not when, if the restrictions are relaxed a little bit back to level two, I think it would see golf courses reopen. But for the time being, that's not the case, obviously.
Yeah, there's a lot of businesses, not just golf courses, that if things get relaxed back to level two, would be pretty happy to be able to go about their business again and have their jobs back. Thanks a lot for your time, Mark. Really appreciate you joining me, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Good man, Dwayne. Cheers.
Mark Hayes from Golf Australia for Australian Made. Shop for authentic Aussie products. Choose Australian Made. The Australian Made Kangaroo certification is the logo the nation trust. Okay, your calls. We'll take a little break for news, but 1-300-736-736. What's open? Your chance as a small or medium business to tell the world that you're still open and how you're operating.